What do you call the room at the top of the house that's just underneath the roof? Some people use it for storing things, you know.
Well, I hardly know. I've heard different things.
Uh-huh. What do you call it?
I can't. We're still in the attic.
Yeah, in the attic. Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard people call that anything besides attic?
Not that I know of.
Have you ever heard it called the garret?
No, I've never ever heard that.
Mm-hmm. What do you call these things that, you know, that they're on rollers at the top of the window and you can pull them down to shut off the light? What do you call those things?
Window shades.
Window shades, uh-huh. And what do you call that material right there?
That's a drape.
Those are the drapes, uh-huh. Uh-huh. And what do you call these things? You know, some people have them on their windows. They're kind of slatted things, and you can adjust them to let just a little bit of light in.
Oh, that's a blind, I
believe.
Those
are blinds. What about, you were talking about your kitchen back there. Have you ever seen or heard of a kitchen that wasn't a part of the house, but it was separate from the house? You ever seen anything like that?
Yes, I've seen where they didn't cook and eat in the house.
Yeah, yeah, something like that.
I don't know what it's called.
Mm-hmm. Do you just still call that the kitchen?
Yeah.
Do you have any idea why they built it away from the house?
No, I don't.
Don't have any idea?
Yeah.
I've always wondered.
I had an uncle. I say uncle is... Them his was connected with the house.
Well,
but the MacDougals over yonder now, them when they used to go back up on the creek.
Yeah.
When we'd grow up ourselves, little bitty boys, we'd go and spend the night with them sometime.
Mm-hmm.
And they eat us, they had a little house 10 to 15 feet from the house that they cooked and eat in.
Yeah. I wonder if that had anything to do with the possibility of fire, you know, in the kitchen. If you had a fire break out, to keep it away from the house.
I don't know why they had it out there, but that's the way it was.
Mm-hmm.
I was a little bitty boy. That's the only one I remember of being like that.
You know, I often wondered about that. I wondered why they wanted that little house away from the main body.
Well, I imagine that would be a good reason, you know, to have it built away. Talking about your kitchen, what do you call a little room right off the kitchen where you might store your canned goods and extra dishes or something like that?
Let's see, what do they call them? We got one in our kitchen.
You have one back in your kitchen?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
The storage room.
Storage room. Have you ever heard people call that a pantry?
Pantry, that's what I was trying to think of.
Uh-huh.
Pantry.
That's your pantry. Yeah.
That's what I was trying to think of.
I bet your mother has one, don't you?
She doesn't have a pantry. She just keeps things in, you know, in the cupboards that she has in the kitchen.
Uh-huh.
She doesn't have a separate room off the kitchen for something like that.
Our kitchen good big room in a, and
we have that little.
We got that pantry in there, and then we got some
cabinets
up over the kitchen sink, thing like that. Cook table, we call it.
Mm-hmm. I call it the pantry.
Yes, ma'am. What would you call a lot of maybe old worthless things that you have around the house, maybe like a chair with a broken leg or something like that you just couldn't bear to throw it away, but it's really not good for anything. You say you just have a lot of what around?
Junk.
A lot of junk.
We call it junk.
And you sure we plenty of it.
Plenty of it, huh? What do you call a room that you would keep something like that in? That would be the...
We don't store it in
rooms.
We can see we don't need it.
We
gotta get rid of it.
Where ours is what my daddy had for a kitchen here,
mm-hmm.
and where we eat and sleep. I mean, eat and cook in one old building.
Mm-hmm.
It's right out here now.